You are listening to WPVMLP in Asheville, North Carolina, 103.7 on the dial, heard globally on WPVMFM.org and on Alexa.
Listen as the sound enters my inner ear and vibrates through my inner plane, my biosphere.
Part of me learning to be a better listener of others is learning to listen to myself.
When we are listened to, truly listened to, you know, you can feel when someone's deeply listening and we feel heard. We are healed in that moment.
Listen and be heard. Even if your voice shakes without knowing it, you may be saving a stranger.
Listen and be heard is, I guess, part of why I wanted to connect with you, because as soon as you said that, it like stuck a chord in my soul.
Welcome to the Audio Garden, where we cultivate our collective wisdom, nurture creativity, and spread love. My name is Martha Senator, and this is Listen and Be Heard. Welcome back to the Audio Garden, my friends. It is so good to be here with you once again, and there's so much growing here in the garden at Listen and Be Heard Network. We have another podcast in the works. This one from the Greenhouse Creators Consortium, of which Sound System Culture is one of six members. And Sound System Culture sponsors Listen and Be Heard Network. And all of the members of the consortium are performing artists, musicians mostly, and I'm looking forward to playing some bits and pieces from that as it gets going. All to be culminating with a festival in September.
Thank you, Martha, for that lovely intro as always. This is Hernan Ramiro here with the Sound Garden. We have an amazing interview, very moving interview by our very own Martha Senator with a wonderful young writer and award-winning poet with very moving young man with a strong direction and ethics and compassion. Martha interviewed a great young man, Muhammad Al-Amin Sanusi, 17 years old, with a brilliant mind, exhibiting empathy, understanding, and depth, something that was missing nowadays. Some of us have it, some of us don't. This young man has a bright future. We're honored to have him all the way from Nigeria. But first, un poema, a poem.
Life and death are birds of a feather, tethered to earth, birth of a body made from materials at hand. Iron and calcium and water, sons and daughters of the land we are, with hearts beating a drum, telling the story of each moment of how we feel, how we steal joy from sorrow, how we reach out to our spirits and communicate what is always here and everywhere, that we share the story of what it is to care, not to be spared the pain of an eternal goodbye and hello again, when one day we will fly to and see you again on another day in another way. And questions and answers are birds of a feather sticking together, facing stormy weather, but never in agreement about the scent of truth. Always uncouth with whys and alibis, never satisfied, but we abide in each moment of the life and death dance, life's romance, embracing chance.
And here is Martha and Muhammad Al-Amin Sanusi at the Garden Gates.
I'm so grateful and happy to welcome Muhammad Al-Amin Sanusi to the Audio Garden today.
Muhammad, you're also known as Moss Inspires. You're well known. You performed for the 68th UN Tourism Regional Commission for Africa. You have a viral poem called Nigeria's Tapestry of Hope. You're the founder of Motivast, a storytelling and spoken word platform. You're an awardee of the Center for Black and African Arts and Civilization Festival of African Literature. Tell us the story of how a young man like you got into poetry and gained recognition for what you're doing.
So thank you so much for this great opportunity. I have been looking forward to this, and I want to say that yours and word is one of the most email sign off I have ever received. It already told me everything I needed to know about you and everything I needed to know about this space. So most people call me Mas as to Muhammad Al-Amin Sanusi. I perform under Mas Inspires as to I am someone that inspires young people and inspires the next generation. And I'm a teen from Abuja, Nigeria, and I have been a spoken word artist since 2018. But the true answer to who am I begins earlier than that. It began in a crowded classroom in Abuja, in my grade school, where I was the boy who stammered, the boy everyone laughed at, whenever I tried to answer a question or whenever I tried to speak in my classroom, in my grade school. My voice was the thing I was kind of ashamed of due to the fact that I usually stutter while speaking. And then there was this public speaking class. There's a man or a teacher or a tutor to say, which he goes by Mr. Victor. There was a day he pulled me to the front of the class and said, "Speak, Muhammad. Your voice matters too." Before the applause, I was born with a voice that arrived in pieces. Words would gather in my chest, ready to leave, then stop at the borders of my lips as if fear has built a checkpoint. The classroom laughed. Some laughed because they were children like me. Some laughed because they did not know that every stammer is a battle between the mind and the mouth. For years, I measured silence by how long it took someone to finish. For me, it seems like how long it took someone to finish a sentence. And then one day, a teacher looked at me and said, "Speak." Not because the words would come easily. Speak because they matter. So I did. Slowly shaking and afraid, I spoke. And somewhere between the trembling and the trying, I found something stronger than confidence. I found purpose. I come from Nigeria, a country in which the world often meets through headlines. But I wish you could meet her the way I know her. Not as a crisis, not as a statistic, but as a mother braiding her daughter's hair before sunrise. As a young man learning graphic design on a phone with broken screen. As a student studying beneath a street light because the electricity left, but the dreams remained. I come from a country where children are afraid to walk to school and still they walk. A country where opportunities do not always arrive on time and still young people create those opportunities. A country with problem, yes, but also a country with some of the most brilliant minds you will ever see or you would never see on the television. Young people building application, young people writing codes, starting businesses, creating art, and refusing to let circumstance become destiny. And maybe that is why I believe so deeply in my generation. Because we grew up watching the world argue with itself. Wars teaching children the geography of grief. politics turning neighbors into enemies. Social media convincing millions that their worth is something to be counted. Climate disasters reminding us that nature does not care about our bodies. And beneath all of this, anxiety, loneliness, and the quiet question many young people carry: what kind of future are we inheriting? But whenever that question arrives, another question follows. What kind of future am I and are we, the younger generations, building? Because I have seen young people turn pain into purpose. I have seen poetry become protest. I have seen technology become opportunity. I have seen ordinary people solve problems everyone else accepted. I have seen hope, not the kind printed on posters, the real kind, the stubborn kind, and the kind that wake up early, the kind that studies late at night, the kind that keeps going even when young and even when nobody is watching. Yes, I am a Nigerian. Yes, I am a Hausser. I am an African and I am a Muslim. But I have learned that none of these anxieties or none of these identities makes me more human than anyone else. Because the color of our hands, the color of our skin, has never changed the color of our tears. Because every parent wants their child safe. Because every child deserves a chance. Because every dream begins the same way, with someone believing that tomorrow can be better than today. The world does not need another generation of spectators. It needs builders, listeners, creators, problem solvers, people willing to learn a skill, people willing to share a skill, and people willing to teach a skill. People willing to use their gifts in service of something bigger than themselves. So today I speak before you, not as a boy who stammered, not as a performer, not as the advocate, but as a proof. Proof that a voice does not need to be perfect to be powerful. Proof that your beginning does not determine your ending. Proof that the future belongs to those willing to speak for it. And if you are listening carefully, beneath the noise of the world, beneath the fear most people are facing, beneath the vision, you will hear it. The sound of a generation finding its voice. And this time, we are not waiting for permission to be speak. Thank you very much, and I hope my few words will inspire the younger generation like me to speak up regardless of their challenges, because right now the world needs voices more than ever.
Yes, to that, and thank you so much, Mas Inspires, for sharing that poem with us. I'm Martha Senator, and I'm joined in the audio garden by Mas Inspires in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Tony Robles, and welcome to Listen and Be Heard Radio for readers and writers. If you're checking us out on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We do want to get a million viewers. If we can get 10 million, that's even better. If you're listening on our website, listenandbeheard.net.
So that time, it was something shocking that I performed for the first time without stammering or stuttering at all.
How old were you?
Then I think I was around 9 years old, okay. 9, 10 years old. I could remember vividly that the room went silent after I performed for the first time without stammering. The room went silent, then the applause came in, like everyone was just clapping. And that silence was the loudest thing I have ever had and I have ever been chasing ever since. What people don't really know is that spoken word didn't just change who I am, it changed what was possible and the opportunities it brought to me. So I remember when in my graduation ceremony, I performed a spoken word called The Cry of the Nigerian Child, in which then in my grade school graduation, after my performance, like it was an inspiring performance talking about the cry of the Nigerian child, the cry of young people, the cry of young people coming together to make our nation a better place, to inspire change across various sectors. There was a woman that got my contact, Miss Mary David. So she is the proprietress of my junior secondary school, that is Vantage Point Academy in Gwarimpa, Nigeria, in which it's really a great school dedicated to uplift young individual to the global community and to make young individual capable of becoming the change to their society. I bought a scholarship from my junior secondary school 1 to junior secondary school 3. So through that process, I got the first opportunity to perform before Nigeria's former vice president, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, in 2022, where through my school, being a partner of the Nigeria in Diaspora Investment Summit, I was selected by my school to perform a piece titled The 21st Century in a Hall of Investors, Diasporas, Leaders across various sectors, directors of different government parastatals. I got the opportunity for the first time in my life, I got the opportunity to perform before Nigeria's vice president, before Nigeria's ministers, and so many other top individuals across various industries. So I got the opportunity through me never stopping what I do, through doing what I do best, that is performing, inspiring, and coaching my younger ones in junior secondary school on how to become good public speakers. I got into government secondary school, Kubwa, for my senior secondary school. There was a day in which a woman, the founder of Etiquette Foundation, they came for their club inauguration in our school. And luckily that day I was not in school, but I got called from my teacher saying, would I like to perform at the inauguration of this club in my school, that is SS1. That opportunity came and I grabbed it tightly because I was someone that looks for and is passionate about getting opportunity to speak and to inspire collective action and collective change to problem affecting our society.
In Abuja, what are the other languages spoken there?
In Abuja, Nigeria, the official language of Nigeria is English. Abuja is based in the north central of Nigeria, a city of different tribes, different cultural ethnic group coming together to stay in the capital of Nigeria. Most often you would see people speaking the Hausa, that is the dominated culture of the northern part of Nigeria, in which it has large amount of people speaking the language. So in Abuja, most people understand Hausa language, but the official language is usually English.
And so you write poetry only in English?
Yes, I do write poetry in English, and sometimes I usually make it multilingual, in which I usually interchange between Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba, which are the three dominated cultural or ethnic group in Nigeria. Spoken word brought opportunities I never thought would be possible. To put this into clear context, my entire secondary education was sponsored by scholarship and sponsored by organizations due to how they were impacted by my spoken word.
And so how old are you now, Mas?
I am 17 years old.
Could you tell us a little? You said you spoke on certain themes.
I usually speak on issues of justice, issues of sustainable development, in which sometimes I usually speak on climate change. Climate change is really a serious issue affecting the global community. The global warming is something in which the whole world is facing in one way or the other through natural disasters, in which the earth is showing us some sign of us not taking good care of it. So I am most passionate speaking about issues affecting the society and issues affecting the next generation. I usually ask myself this question: what happens after the audience that are listening to my spoken word? Are they really impacted? Why can't that change? I founded Next Gen Creative Network, a youth-led organization. It's not just a youth program, but a movement of young individuals. Our vision is a thriving generation of young African creatives, innovators, and leaders empowered with skills, mentorship, and we connect young people across various disciplines, building community, sharing ideas, and collaborating rather than competing against one another, and use creativity as a tool for real social change.
I really find your drive and your desire to actually make change quite impressive, and that this has happened through a journey of spoken word brings you close to our heart here at Listen and Be Heard. How can, if people want to get involved with these various projects, how can they find out more and do that?
So our Instagram account got hacked recently in it. But let's say in 2 days from now, we are going to launch our other social media handles. And for the end of this year, we are looking forward to people would be able to see what we do, and people could partner and collaborate or support what we do for the next generation.
Thank you so much for joining us here in the Audio Garden, and we will be back in touch. Mohammed Al-Amin Sanusi, known as Mas Inspires. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Once it's heard, it can't be unheard. Once it's published, it's not going to be unpublished. Once you read the poem, you can't unread it. No matter how an individual may try to push it to the side, forget about it, it's still in there. And it's the words, the meaning, the feelings behind it are taking root in their psyche, and they can't get rid of it.
The Bruised Eye has the distinction of being the most banned book in Texas and one of the most banned books in America. And I was thinking about that book, how it's about bullying on many levels, and what a bully move it is to ban books. The children who are victims of abuse, like the ones in the book, they're the ones who are going to have the least access to that book because the bullies are essentially keeping it from them in the most likely places that they might have access to it. So for some of us, it's hard to read about incest. But for a victim of incest, a compassionate book might actually save their life.
Thank you, Mas Inspires, and Martha Senator. What an inspiring young man. That's what we do here at Listen and Be Heard Network. Thank you. Please support us, Listen and Be Heard Network and Sound System Culture.
To have the ability to listen is something we must practice, and to allow someone to feel heard is, again, something that has to be practiced.
Listen and be heard to your heart. Once you speak and talk to your heart, enormously beautiful things can come forth. So listen and be heard. You hear yourself. Hear your thoughts. Listen to your thoughts. And perhaps take action.
Hi, I am Hernan Ramiro, and you're listening to the Listen and Be Heard Hour.
So I'd really like, the whole thing is, yeah, just anywhere that the land needs to be healed and restored, we'd like to be able to be a part of that in any parts of the process, whether it's, like I said, invasive removal, replanting, increasing the amount of forage and food for the deer, for our quails, for our turkeys, increasing fish habitat, and reintroducing beaver back in the ecosystems. I know there's not that's such a scarcity of beaver on the East Coast, back in California, they're almost extinct. So that's a big thing we're pushing for now, is reintroduction of beaver or beaver mimicry, so that we can add that component back into the ecosystem because they have their keystone species that allows water to reside and stay put so we don't have such devastating fluctuations of drought in California.
Our island people in this mountain town, they weave through currents and curves, navigating every twist of road and thought. Island people from Micronesia, creating islands with their hands, islands of generosity in a womb of humility, silence, sharing roast pig and rice and taro and the gift of their music carved into the mountains. The island people traveled the twisting path of the mountains, navigating as their ancestors did across seas, leaving behind songs and poetry in the skin of trees and the hues of 10,000 jagged flowers. Songs and poetry that Helene could not silence. One of the island people is a man with an island smile carved into the mountains of Western North Carolina, a man whose family was in need of water after the hurricane, a man I had worked with in the passing breath of a season. I went to his home with several jugs of water. He opened the door. I see his face for the first time again, a face whose eyes carry words of water across islands and time zones and barriers into the mountains. Eyes that carry water I thirst for.
That quest has been in my consciousness almost my whole life, to figure out this problem of racial violence and lack of understanding. Alabama dirt. Never tasted Alabama soil, phloem clay. It's the dust I'm made of. Sweet tomatoes. Uncle Sam bowed under the sun, gently handles a small fruit. So few men in my family line live. Family secret buried in denials. Sammy lives in a pool of my mind, golf club in hand of blood. I call my mom on the phone to ask about vigilante justice in the segregated South. We don't talk about that. But was there justice, I ask? Time follows no rules, and gunshots still deafen. As a child, I was obsessed with a black and white photo. I'd hide in the corner of my mind and go over it, lay in the bed with Sammy Young Jr., dreaming him to smile. What made him decide to fight his battle alone at night in Macon County, after participating always as part of a team? You had emotional problems, Mother says, back then. I just did not want to talk about it. All the things she does not want to talk about, my emotional problems, she calls them. Images of blood still pooling on black cement, imagined weapon, justification for death. Was it in his beautiful head that they found the bullet? College-educated brains shot out for being hot-headed, uppity. Ripples of this one death penetrate generations. And here I am, still swallowing pills.
Listen and be heard. Remember that poetry is a way to overcome our silence. Thank you, Adrienne Rich, for putting forth that quotation into the world.
I think listening is like a really crucial part of my own practice. And being heard, I guess there's a difference between listening and being heard, right? Like, I feel like listening is sort of at the core of so much. Like, if we listen to each other, you know, I think that we'll hear better and we'll understand better, certainly. And the world's very noisy in so many ways lately. I think it's harder for people to, like, the practice of listening is difficult. Yeah, those are definitely things that I think about. And collaboration, interacting with other writers is like at core a practice of listening. So with She Who Has No Masters, it's really like a practice of listening. Like we talk about engagement, like a poetics of engagement, but I think it's like at that, you know, the heart of it is like being willing to listen to each other and learn from each other.
Hey, 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 what's up? This is Hernan Ramiro here. Thank you so very much for being with us. We've had such an amazing week here in New York City, especially now the Knicks are in the finals. Music is moving. Above all, thank you, Martha Center. Great interviews and great music and your support always. Coming up, always some cool new music, starting off with a friend of mine, Faluguni Shah, singing on a piece I wrote called A Love's Reflection, along with Taro Nakamura on bass. I did the drum programming and playing tenor saxophone and flutes. And right after that is my trio dedicated to the great Sonny Rollins with a piece called That's All. I Can Only Give You Country Walks in Springtime, featuring myself, saxophone, and Alex Blake on bass, and Victor Jones on drums. All right, check it out.
Thank you. stop playing one on one. All right, let's do it. And off we go.
We'll be right back.
is the Listen and Be Heard Hour, brought to you by Listen and Be Heard Network, a project of Sound System Culture.
There is always more information. True.
There is always more information.
False.
True.
Information.
Information.
Proven.
False.
Information.
Information. Good
information.
Information.
Useful.
Bad
information.
Information.
Misleading.
Useful.
Information.
Information.
Destructive.
Misleading.
Information.
Information.
Deconstructive.
Destructive.
Information.
Information.
Misinformed.
Deconstructive. Information.
Aesthetic.
Misinformed.
Information.
Information. Aesthetic.
Information.
Information.
Subliminal.
Intuitive. Information.
Unwanted.
Subliminal.
Information.
Information.
Classified.
Unwanted.
Information.
Information.
Classified.
Classified.
Information.
Information.
Unclassified.
Declassified.
Information.
Information.
Reclassified.
Unclassified.
Information.
Information. Reclassified. Information.
Information.
Old. Information.
Information.
New. Information.
Reuse.
Lost.
Information.
Information.
Abuse.
Reuse. Information.
Abuse.
Abuse.
Information.
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 Lose.
Hard.
Information.
Information.
Utilize. Information. Hide. Information.
Digest.
Seek. Information.
Information.
Digest.
Forget.
Information.
Information.
Remember.
Find.
information. Forget.
Shift.
Information. Find. Information. Shift. Information. Scan. Information. Withhold. Information. Collect. Information. Recollect. Information. Analyze. Information.
State.
Quantify. Information. Translate. Information. Codify. Information. Sensor. Information. Information.
A prayer for a young man, a prayer for a spirit. He hears it because he is here with us as one with the universe. We exchange energy every day, his soul to partake as we breathe life, as life teaches us about loss. The greater the gift, the greater the pain to know each day gained was given and received, and believe in the ways it taught us to love, to nurture and hold dear, and not to fear as life goes forward, around and back to the beginning, the ending. A path that can't be taken back because it's been swept away by a thousand brooms. The rooms have been cleaned. The women have convened. The body will be laid to rest. The test of a mother's faith. A space for grief and belief in angels. Say a prayer. Be there in spirit and hear his voice join yours.
October 14th, 1964, Olympic Stadium, Tokyo, Japan. 38 world-class runners gather on this rain-soaked track. All eyes are on the favorites, world record holders, a previous gold medalist, the best of the best. Most people don't notice me. They don't know that I am Oglala Lakota, Native American. They don't know that I have wings, but in 25 laps, 10,000 meters, 6.2 miles, they will.
you, Billy Mills, for your wisdom. That was the great Billy Mills, one of our guests on Listen and Be Heard. Well, we bring it to you. Thank you so very much, Martha Senator, for manifesting this great program and what we do.
We don't want to be dependent on institutions. We don't want to deviate to create great art and to heal and to give light. And we're trying not to compromise our values
right. When
it comes to our direction as artists and human beings.
And it's not that hard because we are the network.
Yeah.
Listen and Be Heard Network. So please visit us there. Sign up for our email newsletter. And soundsystemculture.world, the future place to go to get music and sounds that you will not hear anywhere else on any other platform.
Yeah, and we're talking with Arturo Farrow as well. We have all our community here. So you'll be getting to know each and everybody in the community as we develop. It's only been a year. Empowering ourselves is what we're doing. And empowering ourselves, we're able to empower others. So this is also cathartic for me as an artist. It's also cathartic for, I believe, Martha as an artist. We have so many amazing things that are about to happen. But they're all coming. Good, amazing things. So please donate to us. You're going to be happy you did.
All right, don't forget to support Listen and Be Heard and Sound System Culture. Peace out.
The lyrics talk about life and all the stress that we go through is really unnecessary if our hearts could only see the love that is around us and that the Creator meant for us to flow back and forth between one another. But a
hug. She was here first, custodian of the universe. I watered her tree, thanked her for visiting me. We're friends to the end. It's war out there. We have to take care of each other. A tiny, tiny fly flew by, asked, "Do I know how food grows or the cost when the war on insects is lost?" I gave a bug a hug. She was here first, custodian of the universe. I watered her tree, thanked her for visiting me. We're friends to the end.
Thanks, as always, to Davian Dial at WPVM Radio in Asheville, North Carolina, for introducing Listen and Be Heard to the broadcast airwaves. KCEI in Taos, New Mexico. KEPJ in San Antonio, Texas. KHOI in Ames, Iowa. And KFOI in Red Bluff, California. And other stations that are part of the Pacifica Affiliate Network for cultivating the audio Radio Garden in your communities, and our own Listen and Be Heard Network, host of WLBH.org. Please visit us at listenandbeheard.net and sign up for our email newsletter and at our Listen and Be Heard YouTube channel, where you will find unedited video interviews of our featured guests. My name is Martha Senator, and I want to thank you for listening and giving me the opportunity to be heard.
Being heard, I think, is a part of being seen, right? Being felt, which is much more than things that you hear, right? Because I think those are things that you feel, those are things that you see.
Right.
And that's important.
It is.
That we're seen and we're heard as a people.
I think it's important because it's cool.
This is what?
The community, bro.
Yeah.
Listening and being heard.
Yeah, grace. You gotta be able to be receptive and
open up.
And open.
Cool. Right? How do you feel, AJ?
That was compounded, bro.
Yo. How about AJ? Tell me, what do you think? Well, you're being heard.
I think it's important to have a voice, because without a voice, it takes away your humanity.
Without a voice, it takes away your humanity. I dig that.
That was deeper.
That's deep. Thank you.
Thank you.